KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
In girls softball action last night, Hawkeye 10 conference play saw Atlantic defeat Harlan by a final of 2-1. The Trojans getting a couple of runs on the hits by balls put in play by Molly Welter. All the three of the runs in the game scored on errors in the contest. There were some good defensive plays in the game, but also errors factored in all three runs as Marissa Behrens outdueled Taylor Shaben on the in the circle last night for Atlantic in picking up that victory in Hawkeye 10 play. Also in girls Hawkeye 10 softball, Lewis Central beat Kemper Catholic 6-1, Shenandoah over Red Oak 5-0, Glenwood beat Clarinda 1-0, and in non-conference play, Denison 5-4 over Bishop Heelan Catholic last night. Western Iowa Conference girls softball play saw Audubon beat Tri-Center 5-3, Missouri Valley over Griswold 6-0, and Trainer topping Underwood 7-2. In the Rolling Hills Conference, Walnut over Orient Maxburg by a final of 20-8 last night. Other girls' softball results saw Coon Rapids Bayard beat Guthrie Center 5-3, Corning over Villisca 7-0, IKM Manning topping Ridgeview 4-2, Sydney beat Bedford in 8 innings 11-10, and Woodward Granger over Panorama by a score of 11-1. In boys' baseball action last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Harlan shutting down Atlantic by a final of 5-0. Glenwood over Clarinda 5-1. Kemper Catholic beat Lewis Central 2-0. Shenandoah outscored Red Oak 16-13. Martinsdale St. Mary's defeats Creston in non-conference play 11-6. In Western Iowa Conference boys' baseball, AHST a winner over Riverside 6-3. Also Tri-Center over Audubon 3-2. In Rolling Hills Conference baseball scores last night, it was Adair Casey over Glidden-Ralston 3-2. Walnut beating Orient Maxburg 12-2. Also elsewhere in boys' baseball, it was Coon Rapids Bayard over Guthrie Center 6-0. Corning beat Villisca 14-2. Ridgeview over IKM Manning 12-6. West Harrison topping Boyer Valley 8-3. And Woodward Granger doubled up Panorama by a score of 6-3. The weekly Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association rankings out late yesterday afternoon show Ankeny on top in Class 4A this week with Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Dowling Catholic, Fort Dodge, and West Des Moines Valley the top five. Waukee, Iowa City West, Linmar, Iowa City High, and North Scott round out the top 10. In 3A, Dallas Center Grimes is number one with Bishop Heelan Catholic, Grinnell, Clear Lake, and Benton Community the top five. Western Dubuque is six. Harlan checks in at number seven. Marion, Sergeant Bluff Luton, and Lamar's finish off this week's top 10. In Class 2A, Davis County is number one rated, with Dyersville Beckman number two, North Polk three, St. Edmund four, and Iowa City Regina number five. Waterloo Columbus, Van Buren, Wilton, PCM, and Hudson finish off the top 10. And in Class 1A this week, Mason City Newman is number one, with Lawton Bronson ranked second. Council Bluffs St. Albert checks in at number three, with Martinsdale St. Mary's and Algona Garrigan rounding out the top five. The second five has Preston, Lisbon, BGM, Van Meter, and Trainer checking in at number 10 to finish off the small school top 10 list. Brandon Dixon's tie-breaking double started a three-run ninth inning for Arizona as the Wildcats won their first national title since 1986 with a 4-1 victory over two-time defending champion South Carolina last night in Omaha. James Ferris and Matthew Troop combined to limit the Gamecocks to three hits as the Wildcats won their fourth title overall. The others came in 1976 and 1980. Dixon, who entered the game in the sixth inning, sent a grounder down the third baseline past L.B. Dantzler in his first hit of the College World Series. Tyler Webb relieved Matt Price, and Trent Gilbert drove in his second and third runs of the game with a two-out single that broke open the contest. South Carolina was trying to become the first team in 40 years to win three consecutive national titles, and the Gamecocks were game last night, falling behind 4-1 in the top of the ninth. They came back in the bottom of the ninth to load the bases with just one out, but couldn't score as they come up short for three in a row. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Rafael Furcal and pinch-hitting pitcher Joe Kelly drove in runs in the 10th inning as the St. Louis Cardinals, who scored four runs at the top of the ninth, held on to beat the Miami Marlins 8-7 Monday night for their fourth straight victory. Yadier Molina hit a two-run homer off of Heath Bell in the ninth to cap the four-run inning and tie the game at six. In the bottom of the 10th, John Buck hit an RBI single off Jason Mott to bring the Marlins within 8-7. Mott got Jose Reyes to fly out with two on and two outs for his 15th save in 19 chances. Victor Marte pitched two-thirds of an inning to pick up the victory. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Philadelphia over Pittsburgh 8-3, Cincinnati 3-1 over Milwaukee. The Chicago Cubs beat the New York Mets 6-1. San Diego needed 10 innings to knock off Houston 8-7. Colorado doubled up Washington 4-2, and San Francisco an 8-0 shutout over the L.A. Dodgers. In the American League, Luke Hochschaver tossed his second career shutout. Eric Hosmer homered, and Yunesky Betancourt drove in three runs to lead Kansas City to an 8-0 win over the Tampa Bay Rays. Alcides Escobar and Alex Gordon both had three hits for the Royals, who were coming off an embarrassing sweep at the hands of St. Louis, in which they were outscored 30-14. Hochschaver provides some much-needed rest for their weary bullpen as he struck out eight and extended his streak of scoreless innings to 16 2/3. No Royal starter had even gone eight innings so far this season. Elsewhere in the American League, the Yankees beat Cleveland 7-1. It was Toronto over Boston 9-6. Tigers beat the Texas Rangers 8-2. Twins over the White Sox 4-1. And Oakland beat Seattle 1-0. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Iowa beat Round Rock 2-1. Omaha over Oklahoma City 7-4. Today in the PCL, Omaha plays a day game at Oklahoma City. Iowa will host an afternoon contest against Round Rock today. St. Louis Cardinals prospect Mike Swinson has been suspended for 50 games for testing positive for a performance-enhancing substance under baseball's minor league drug program. Swinson, an outfielder for Class A Palm Beach, tested positive for a banned substance. The commissioner's office announced the ban Monday and said it was effective immediately. In other baseball news, the Los Angeles Dodgers have all but ruled out injured slugger Matt Kemp for next month's All-Star game in Kansas City. The slugging center fielder is still recovering from a strained left hamstring that landed him on the disabled list for a second time this season, May 31st. Kemp is hitting .355 with 12 homers and 28 RBIs in 36 games and has two stolen bases. Also, Texas Rangers left-hander Derek Holland is going to AAA Round Rock for a couple of rehabilitation starts. Holland has been out since June 6th because of shoulder fatigue after losing about 15 pounds over a two-week period because of a stomach virus. The Cleveland Indians have demoted Jeanmar Gomez to AAA Columbus and will replace him in the rotation with minor leaguer Zach McAllister. Gomez is 4-7 with a .518 earned run average in 14 games, including 13 starts. Outfielder Marlon Byrd has been suspended 50 games by Major League Baseball after testing positive for a performance-enhancing substance. Byrd started the season with the Cubs and was dealt to the Red Sox on April 21st. He was designated for assignment by Boston on June 9th and released 4 days later. The Reds have activated outfielder Drew Stubbs from the disabled list. Stubbs went on the DL June 15th after pulling muscles in his left side during a swing. The Baltimore Orioles have released infielder Miguel Tejada from his minor league contract at his request. Tejada signed with the Orioles last month and was assigned to AAA Norfolk, where he hit .259 with no homers and 18 RBIs in 36 games. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, second seeds Rafael Nadal and Victoria Azarenka highlight today's schedule at Wimbledon, a day after a five-time champion was knocked out. Unseeded Venus Williams was quickly dispatched by Elena Vesnina 6-1 and 6-3, marking the first time Williams lost in the opening round at Wimbledon since her debut at the All England Club in 1997. It's also the first time in 6.5 years that Williams has lost a first-round match in any Grand Slam event. Williams has fallen to 58th in the world ranking since being diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. Top seeds Novak Djokovic and Maria Sharapova advanced without dropping a set, as did number 3 seeds Roger Federer and Agnieszka Radwanska. Number 6 seed Tomas Berdych and number 11 John Isner of the U.S. were upset victims on opening day, as was Yelena Yankovic. The number 8 seed in the women's draw lost 6-2, 6-4 to Kim Clijsters, who's playing Wimbledon for the final time. And Ryan Lochte has won his latest showdown with Michael Phelps, beating the winningest Olympian ever for the first time in the 400 individual medley at the U.S. Olympic swimming trials Monday. In taking the first spot on the Olympic team, Lochte extended his dominance of Phelps that goes back to last year's World Championships, where the 27-year-old Floridian won 5 gold medals and both head-to-head races against Phelps. Phelps claimed the second Olympic spot to set himself up for another 8-event program in London, something he insisted he wouldn't do again after winning 8 gold medals at the Beijing Games. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.